Steve, knowing you as I've come to over the last few months, you'll be thinking you could have come away from this with 3 points today.
Yeah, we will be going home disappointed tonight because we think that our performance merited the win today. We could have gone 2 goals up before they scored their goal. Then when they scored it, I felt as though we probably wasted maybe 20 minutes in that first half. We probably wasted 20 minutes. We didn't waste any time in the second half. Could and should have come away with the 3 points, I felt. I felt we've been playing well for a little while now. This isn't a coincidence. This is starting to be a good, consistent team. And what we're trying is to get ourselves away from that bottom end of the division where when you start there, after about 10 or 11 games into a season, it's very, very hard in the Championship to get yourselves back up and back higher up the table. So, we're still fighting to do that. And we'll keep working hard as we have done. But I thought the lads were great today and definitely worthy of 3 points.
One of the things that you've impressed on this team is to press high up the field and win back the ball, and that paid dividends with Jacques winning the ball when he did.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. You know, there's been a lot more to it, a lot more work done on the training ground. It's not just about pressing the ball, it's on turnover of the ball, which is, I felt, been a problem here for a little while, if I'm honest. Like I said, you know, they've won back the ball, but then it's been turnover. And when they were a low-block, counter-attacking team, your only pass was to go long again. And invariably, you'd give it away. So I think the players have been absolutely first-class in training of late. What has helped is the team is a little bit settled. It's difficult to make a change at the moment from the bench. You know, you don't want to make a change because the lads are playing well. They know the system. They know the movements. And they've been great in it. They really have. And I'm really, really pleased for them. And it's just a pity we had over 2,000 people today. It's a pity we just couldn't send them on the way on with 3 points in the bag. But we certainly tried our socks off to get them.
There was a time not long ago, and you know that with the team you inherited, that having suffered the blow against the run of play when you fell behind, we've seen this Blues team collapse for 15, 20 minutes. You didn't get that today.
No, I did feel as though we had probably wasted, though, like I said, about 15, 20 minutes in that first half when the goal had gone in, because we were that dominant. Then they get the goal. We've made a mistake. We've ended up with two challenging for one ball that shouldn't happen. They should stay in their slots. And then second phase, Mar Roberts has got his head on it, but he's headed it back across. And then our two front men in the zone haven't dropped. If they drop with the other five, we end up clearing that ball and he doesn't get a tap in. So we'll be really, really disappointed with the goal that we've conceded today, because I feel as though that would be a cheap one. And it's not as if those aren't things that we haven't worked on, so we'll be a bit disappointed with that. But, you know, I can't be too hard on them because I thought they were superb today, the boys.
Just a quick word on Craig Gardner's injury, because he's a big miss in terms of his distribution of the ball. How long are you going to be without him?
Well, we don't know the answer to that at the moment. He's nicked his other calf, which invariably happens that when you have one injury, your calf or your thigh invariably comes back then to haunt you, and you do another one. So that was a little bit disappointing that we lost him. Having said that, thought checking Doi today in there was tremendous. So we didn't actually miss Craig today, but it'll be good to have him back.